Charles Ballard from MSU. We love talking with Professor Ballard. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. All right, point blank, can President Obama's jobs plan work?
Well, it depends, I guess, on how you define work. In terms of, is it likely to speed up the growth of the economy? Yes, I think it's very likely to do that. The estimates that economists have made is some of them are in around a million additional jobs. The most optimistic, close to 2 million. Having said that, you know, I think we all of us would love to see 6 million additional jobs, and I don't think that's going to happen. So if you're dreaming for a super rapid recovery, probably not. But if you're looking for this to help, I think it will.
I'm always wary when someone comes up with a plan when you're in the middle of peril. It seems like this is the type of situation you have to have a plan and lay the foundation, and it takes time, and we're coming up with these emergency ways to try and do business, to try and get jobs in the short term, and it makes me wary.
Well, that's completely legitimate. I mean, you should be wary, and I think there will be serious discussion of this. But honestly, if you were in a tough spot, I'd rather have a plan than no plan. This plan does some things that have proven to work in the past. It's got a lot of features that I think will get some bipartisan support. One concern that I have is I do hope that we can get agreement in Congress on something, even if it's not the whole plan, at least some substantial portion of it, quickly. Because if we have another debt ceiling circus like we had in July, I think that could actually damage the economy by further weakening people's confidence in the ability of the government to function.
All right, let's just say President Obama grabs Charles Ballard and says, you have the con, you decide what we can do to help create jobs here, and you've got 2 years to implement that plan. What would you do?
Well, I would do an awful lot of the things that are in that package. Those are some of the things that the president, working with the Congress, can do. I would like to see the trade agreements with South Korea passed. I would like to see that infrastructure. And by the way, in terms of those fixing bridges and roads, that can be viewed as a short-term stimulus. But we should be doing that anyway. I mean, we should be doing that until we get to the point where our roads are back into decent shape. There are some things that the president can't do by himself. The Federal Reserve has really pulled very hard to stimulate monetary policy, but there are a few more things that they can do, and Chairman Bernanke and others are talking about that, and it'll be interesting to see whether this next week, they come up with some additional plans.
All right. Charles Ballard, of course, is MSU economics professor. Mr. Ballard, we're going to try and get you in studio here for a cup of coffee along with Patrick Anderson, and I want us to come up with a plan on how to fix this economy. I think that'd be fun.
I think that would be fun. That sounds good.
We'll do it soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.